It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been looking at John chapter 14 in our study of the book of John. And the last time I left off by saying that we as Christians, we have nothing to fear. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is our Savior. And as Jesus Christ was getting ready to leave this earth, as He was getting ready to lay down His life for you and I, so that we could be safe, so that we could be here right now, so that you could hear me going through the Scripture, so that you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. Just as Jesus was speaking to these apostles and disciples back in John chapter 14, He's speaking to us today. We have nothing to fear because Jesus Christ, whether this body loses the breath of life and dies, or whether Jesus Christ comes back in the clouds for us, we're going to be with Jesus either way. And we have nothing to fear. We have everything to be thankful for because Jesus Christ is, He's given us the ability to know that we're more than conquerors through Him, through Jesus Christ, the one who loved us. Now, we pick our study up here, and I'd like to remind you that the Holy Spirit, once we get saved, comes to live within us. Now, if you don't believe that, and you've always been taught something differently, you need to get into the Scriptures, and you need to read the Word of God and take God at His Word, and let Him show you through His Word that the Holy Spirit comes to live with each individual who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't pray for the Holy Spirit. You pray that Jesus Christ would save you so you could go to heaven, and then you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You see, there's more to salvation. There's more to the new birth than simply being having a way to escape hell. There's so many other things that come along with salvation that people just don't stop to think about. We have eternal life. We don't have eternal death. We're not going to hell, but we have eternal life. And Jesus Christ, one of the greatest things I believe that Jesus Christ has given us is the ability to represent Him in this world, in this life. And the way that we have that ability is getting saved and having the Holy Spirit indwell us. Once we get saved, we're indwelt, and letting that Holy Spirit empower us to do the job that Jesus wants us to do for Him. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, would come, and He would dwell with us forever. He would be with us, for He would never leave us. Now notice in verse 18, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. He's getting ready to go to the cross. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. He's saying, now listen, I'm getting ready to give up my life for you. And that's what He's telling these people. I'm getting ready to go. The world's not going to see me anymore because I live. Well, He hasn't even died yet. But He's telling them that once He is dead, He is going to rise from the grave, and He's going to live. And because He lives, we can live also. He says, because I live, ye shall live also. We're going to live forever through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20 says, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. I believe that we will see one day God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We're not going to see them with our naked eye in this world, but we're going to be acquainted with them when we go to heaven. I've said this before, that when we leave this life, I believe we're going into the presence of God Himself. We're going into the presence of Jesus Christ, and we're going to see Him as He is. At that day, He says, you shall know that I am in my Father. We'll see personally. We're going to it's not going to be faith anymore. It's going to be actually something that we are able to experience. We're going to experience so much. We're taking things by faith today, by studying, by reading the Word of God, letting the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. At that day, He says, you shall know that I am in my Father. We'll see it. And ye in me, and I in you, we're going to see Jesus Christ. We're going to see God the Father. We're going to see the Holy Spirit, and we're going to see heaven. And I believe we're going to see loved ones that have gone on before. There's going to be so much rejoicing, and we don't have to worry about running out of time because we're going to be there forever. We have eternal life. It's never going to end. And we're going to have such a great time being with our Heavenly Father and with those individuals who's gone on before. And possibly, if you're a soul winner, and a soul winner is one that leads people to Christ, as a soul winner, you will see people that have gotten saved because you've given them the Word of God and they've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We'll be rejoicing for many things up in glory, and we'll never get tired of rejoicing because we're going to be with our Heavenly Father and with our Savior. Well, notice verse 21, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." In other words, he's going to reveal himself to individuals. In other words, you're not going to see him with your naked eye. That means he's going to reveal himself. There's something about serving God, serving Jesus Christ, by doing the things he wants us to do as saved people. An unsaved person cannot understand this, how that we can actually experience Jesus Christ working through us. Things will be done through us that we can't explain. We can't explain the new birth as such. We can simply give it from the Word of God and tell people how to be saved. But we can't see the heart of that individual who trusts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We can't see the innermost being. But Jesus Christ has given us the ability through the Holy Spirit to lead others to Him. And that Bible verse there says that He's going to manifest Himself. I believe that when we lead a spirit, or when we lead a person to the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that we can actually partake and actually realize what is taking place at that very moment. That person is being led out of darkness. That person has now has eternal life. That means a never-ending life to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and with us. Jesus Christ says that we are to keep His commandments because we love Him. Do you love Him today? Are you doing what He wants you to do as a saved person? Well, let me stop here just a moment and say, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't love Him. You don't love Jesus Christ. You don't love God because you've never trusted Him as Lord and Savior. The first commandment that you need to keep is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not something that is just simply saying, well, you know, you can if you want to. No, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to know God, if you want to love God, then you need to come His way. The Bible teaches us that as many as received Jesus Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, the children of God. And if you want to know Jesus Christ personally, you must trust Him as your Lord and Savior. And if you want to keep His commandments, that's the first commandment, is to trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Call on Him. Trust Him. Ask Him to come into your heart. Admit you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I thank God the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you don't know Him, you need to bow your head where you're at right now and say, Lord, I can't save myself. I've decided to follow You, Lord. I've decided to quit trying to save myself and doing the things of the world. I want You as my Savior. I want to keep this first commandment that You've commanded me to do, is to receive You as Lord and Savior. Lord, I want You right now to save me so that I will see You one day and I'll be able to thank You personally for saving my soul. Now, if you'll pray a prayer like that or something like that from your heart, telling Jesus who you are. Now, He knows who you are, but admit who you are and tell Him that you've changed your mind and you're not going to go your way any longer. You're going to go His way and you're going to listen to what He wants you to do as a saved person. If you'll ask Him, He'll save you. And I've said this before, you get serious with God and He'll get serious with you. Well, back in John chapter 14, I want to read verse 21 again and then go into verse 22. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Love him today. Get saved. In verse 22, Jesus saith unto him, and this is not Iscariot, the Bible says here, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? See, Jesus Christ is going to the cross, and he's trying to let these people know that he is going to be going away. And the question is asked, Judas, not Iscariot, asked him, how are you going to do this? How's the world not going to see you, and we're going to see you? Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Jesus Christ will never leave us nor forsake us. Now we have the Holy Spirit living within us, but we have the comfort of Jesus Christ all the time. We have his comfort all around us. We lose a loved one, and that loved one closes the eyes and goes to be with the Father. When that loved one goes, then Jesus Christ is there to comfort us. Remember this verse, this chapter starts out by saying, let not your heart be troubled. And that's speaking to the saved person. Our hearts are not to be troubled because Jesus Christ is with us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to leave us just floundering around, not knowing what to do. But we get into his word and we find out more and more about Jesus Christ. Verse 24, he that loveth me not, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He's saying God the Father empowered him. God the Father sent him. God the Father says, if you don't love my Son, you don't love me. If you don't do what my Son wants you to do, you don't love me. Why? Because this is what I want you to do. This is what Jesus came to do, was to reveal the Father to the people of this world. He wants people to know his heavenly Father. I know him today because I've trusted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He's my heavenly Father, and I'm going to see him one day. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He says, I'm right here right now, and I'm letting you know that things are about to happen. Things are going to take place. Verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Remember, we read about the Comforter. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. The Spirit of truth is coming. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, Jesus Christ, he had spoken many things to the people around him, to the apostles, to the disciples. He had spoken many things. But he said, you're going to remember these things because the Father is going to bring these things back to your remembrance. And you're going to remember. And I believe he's speaking here of many things, but I believe he's letting these people know that he's going to the cross. And once he's risen, and once they see him, once they understand what's taking place, they'll remember that he said, in fact, we read about this, they'll remember what he said, that he was going to the cross, he was going to die, and he would rise again. Trust him today as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.